Northwest author Kirsten Sundberg Lundstrom released a mystery novel this year that's inspired by isolated islands in the Puget Sound. And WPB's Lauren Gallup gives us a sneak peek.
The ferry pushes off from the dock and rocks a little in the Puget Sound on this early spring morning. Like the main character in Kirsten Sundberg Lundstrom's new novel, Alita, I am riding on a ferry on a gray, moody day.
Beneath her, the boat thrums and rattles, pulls with the groan of a whale away from the dock. She's tired. She feels the cold damp of the weather under her ribs.
Sundberg Lundstrom read excerpts of the novel at Tacoma's Grit City Books. Jenny Bartoy, a Tacoma writer and editor, interviewed the author at the bookstore. Bartoy sets the scene for the mystery novel.
We follow Bernadette Basson, a scholar of child development and language acquisition, as she travels to a penitentiary on the remote and fictional island, Alita, in South Puget Sound, to consult on a curious case.
Sundberg Lundstrom says her fiction is always rooted in setting. She often knows where she will place a story before she knows its plot or characters. That was true for Alita, which was inspired by the real Anderson and McNeil Islands in South Puget Sound. Sundberg Lundstrom says she and her family learned to sail during COVID.
It allowed me to see Puget Sound, which I thought I had known so well because I have lived here for many years, but I didn't really know until I saw it from the water.
Lots of mornings on the sailboat, she says she climbed out of her sleeping bag to see a sky completely obscured by fog. It was during those sailing journeys that she came across the islands, and she learned that McNeil had a surprising history.
For those who don't know, right, it's a prison island in Puget Sound, and has been since, I believe, the 19th century.
The island once housed a federal, then a state prison. Sundberg Lundstrom was fascinated, and it inspired the fictional island she created in the book. The public can't go to McNeil Island because the only thing remaining on it is a secure facility. It's for sexually violent predators after their prison sentence. So instead, I took the ferry to Anderson Island to see these places from the water. On the journey, I watch as we pass McNeil Island. There's tall cement buildings that sit back from the shoreline. Behind the buildings are ridges of dark evergreen trees. The islands feel like the perfect setting for a mystery. Sundberg Lundstrom describes the Pacific Northwest as beautifully moody.
We all know, because we live here, that the weather is very present in a way that it doesn't necessarily dictate what we do day by day, but we don't ignore it.
The islands didn't just give her a setting. They gave her themes, too. Isolation, entrapment, agency. Sundberg Lundstrom created the character of a child who's discovered on the island living alone. The main character's determination to solve the mystery of this child weaves with her own questions about motherhood and agency. The author reads another excerpt.
Seems as if this whole day has evaporated, but no matter. She'll be back, just as she said. She'll do whatever it takes to actually find this girl.
You'll have to give it a read to find out what happens next. I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.